Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
True worship is not simply smiles and joyful singing. It is a ruthless demand with no compromise that our flesh bow to God as sovereign.
Oh, what page is that?
51. When I've been going through it with Paulo, I've been highlighting things and saying, "Oh my gosh, that's amazing! I need to."
Well, tell about reading the book with other men who requested it. I think it's the most unique request.
Yeah, he just wanted me to read it with him and discuss it with him. And he wanted to walk through it. And he actually wants to do the same thing with the Great Exchange. So I'm looking forward to doing that too. It's neat to literally, as an author, witness someone experiencing your book as they're reading it.
Oh.
So that's been a precious gift to me. Yeah. God writes all our stories because they are really his story. And if you can come out of this book and not be at peace with or on the path of receiving and accepting the sovereignty of God, I don't know why, because I know that the Spirit did this, and I know how he laid it out, and I think it's absolutely beautiful.
It is, indeed. And I'm going to read from the back side. There isn't a person alive who hasn't had a question about the sovereignty of God, but why? Why is the issue of God's ultimate power and rule so provoking to our hearts? Now, John has given a raw and honest answer. Deep down in our core, we know that if God is truly sovereign, then we have to face the truth that things happen that hurt us. And you've faced it squarely, and you have addressed it. So it's a treasure.
And it's not like I don't share my own pains.
Exactly.
And my own situation. It's not like I'm just saying, Joe Blow over there and Sally Sue over here. I literally am talking about it in my life and showing it in my own life.
That's why I love the title, The Sovereign Touch. You tell how God touched you. Sovereignty overriding everything. And what is that scripture that says we did not honor him as God?
Yeah, Romans 1, yeah. Or give him thanks.
But this book, when I read it, I said, John, you have reversed that. You have written a book that honors God for who he is.
And it deals with the thanks, giving him thanks for being God.
Yes, it definitely does. And that's the miracle of it. To me, it's just a magnificent manuscript.
You know, here's a statement. In his sovereignty, what we have seen as abuse can become blessing.
Well, can I read?
Absolutely. Read anything you want.
Okay, yes. True worship is not simply smiles and joyful singing. It is a ruthless demand with no compromise that our flesh bow to God as sovereign. Ha! Short statement. Thou, boy, is that powerful. Our flesh bow to God as sovereign, and then heaven comes down, doesn't it, John?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a tough battle.
And I take it through every arena of your life, from your own body to your own parents and family to your own bosses and teachers and influencers and government and world. I take it to every realm and then back to him as sovereign. If he can control our bodies, he can control our lives and our world. That's what you read about Moses. And I said, underneath there. I said, if God can't be sovereign over my body, then the likelihood of him being in control as sovereign over my world is unlikely. If he is not sovereign of our bodies, then I probably won't believe he is sovereign over my world. I go into the whole, I mean, because his sovereignty and our bodies, there's a collision course right there to believe about our bodies, because nothing can push me into a frenzy or a fear-based stupor than, you know, something going wrong with my body. All of a sudden, I'm like freaking out. And if he is able to be sovereign over even that, that's pretty big. I am over your body. Your body is under my control.
That's getting very personal, invasive, isn't it, John? I'm amazed that you even addressed it.
I did. Not your circumstance, not your dominance, for I wield your body as my instrument to make myself known. That's what God told me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he literally told me about my own body, but I wrote it in here.
So he was speaking to you along with the journey of writing this all down.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I heard that. I literally heard that. And it was about my body.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also addressing those that would read this. Here's a quote from page 83. God does not shy away from things that might cause me pain. He perfectly uses them to bring me to himself.
Well, here's a section that I don't remember reading, and I'm so intrigued. You call it the healing balm of sovereignty. And you say, as for you, meaning enemy, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result to preserve many people alive, from Genesis 50.
Oh, that's Joseph. And Joseph's life, if any life in the Bible shows sovereignty and God's lordship and control over the pains of our lives, it's Joseph.
It's
Joseph over and over and over received just abuse after abuse after abuse, but he was sovereign, and God used the entire thing, total unrighteousness,
mm-hmm.
and God used the entire thing to bring about the salvation of an entire people.
Yes.
It's amazing.
That's how big this is.
It is huge. It's absolutely huge. If we will do the journey with God and really do the work of accepting his sovereignty, he will bring blessing out of even our worst curse.
Yes. He has a purpose beyond our imagination.
Absolutely.
And if we're in our imagination, we will not like him very much.
No, absolutely. We'll be bitter against him.
There's a point in so many points of our life where we have to trust God, and that's all we have, is to trust that he is God. He is as good as he claims.
Absolutely.
And there is huge reward for it. And you give that too. It's so refreshing to have a living witness to the reality of God's sovereignty, the revelation of it. You have to have the light turned on to see it,
mm-hmm.
and to see how it works and where he takes it.
And I'm one of the most unlikely people to have this message come through. I mean, really, sure enough.
Well, tell us why.
Because I didn't come to this easily, and I for so long, so many years of my life, I resisted God's lordship, God's choice, God's will. I resisted it. I hated it. I despised it. And I pushed against it, and I fought it, and I ran away from it. And I've just realized, you know, he overtook me. And he persuaded me through deep wooing. But sometimes that wooing wasn't gentle hands and snuggly kisses. It was rough. But it was his firmness is so loving compared to the aggression and abuse of man. But he uses the aggression of man. He uses I would tell you on a regular basis when somebody was abusing you, I would say, they're just paying your price. They're paying your price make you ready to be the bride of Christ. They are paying your price. They are literally preparing you for an eternity of wonderful. And that's a hard one to accept and receive.
And but you're constant bringing me to that standard and that solution and that being of God that made me endure. So this book will cause you to endure the suffering that is necessary.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.